Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Industrial hemp is a relatively new crop for our country after its unavailability for several decades. Also new is the information about pest threats and control methods. Rod Bain has the story.
You may have heard much about industrial hemp in recent years, both from the policy and product side of things. But perhaps one area that has not received attention is pest threats to industrial hemp. And as Colorado State University Emeritus Professor in Entomology Whitney Crawshaw explains, there is a reason why.
What remains unique about industrial hemp as a crop in the United States is that there has been no information on what are the pest issues at all. And that couldn't start until about 2014 when researchers were allowed to go into fields on a limited basis.
Through the 2014 Farm Bill. So with what research has been conducted on hemp pest threats, Crawshaw says there are six major insects and mites that threaten industrial hemp crops, some that producers of traditional crops may already know something about.
Probably most important, at least in the CBD type of hemp crops, would be corn earworm, followed by perhaps hemp russet mite and cannabis aphid, two species which are specific to the crop. And in local areas, it might be potato leafhopper or grasshoppers, and something called the Eurasian hemp borer, an insect that I think probably has the most potential to damage the crop of any, in particularly seed crops.
Limited data to date on industrial hemp and pest issues has also limited research and created information gaps on how to address these matters. For instance,
we have a tremendous problem with getting pesticides allowed on this crop. There has been no ability to register any kind of pesticides over the years because it wasn't recognized as a crop.
Likewise, data gaps have also limited advances in integrated pest management strategies to control industrial hemp pests.
For some of the insects, we don't have basic information that allows us to fully put together an effective integrated pest management program. There's basic information that we still need.
Although in some cases, IPM strategies have been developed based on previous experience with other crops.
Probably the most advanced would be with corn earworm, which is the major pest of particularly CBD crops of hemp. And a lot of that can be adapted from and modified from how you manage corn earworm on other crops, such as organic sweet corn. Cannabis aphid, similarly, some of the things in terms of general aphid management can also be adopted for this crop as well.
Crawshaw believes filling in these data gaps to improve pest management in industrial hemp crops can occur in the near future and in a relatively short period of time. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.